67-63 over Louisiana Tech. Post-game comments from head coach Mike White, brought to you by First Choice Personnel. And Mike has joined us here courtside. Mike, it just kind of got away from us late in that second half, really from about the 10-minute mark on. We had shots, and it looked like our game plan today was to really drive the ball more. And we did go to the free throw line a lot more, but unfortunately just couldn't make them too. But looked like that was kind of the game plan, was it or not?
Well, you know, going into all games, we take what the defense gives us. We thought that we'd have to settle for more jumpers because we thought they'd play more zone than they did. We were actually pretty good against their zone, better than we've been against zone. So they, anytime they jumped into it, they jumped back out of it and went man. And we did a pretty good job exploiting some mismatches and getting to the rim, getting into the paint, making plays. Got a lot of open looks. You have to make open threes on the road. We're 8 of 27. Probably two of those 27 were contested. I thought Raheem got hit pretty good on that last one. You got to make shots. I mean, you got to make open shots, especially on the road in an environment like this, to slow down their runs. We just didn't get it done.
Yeah, and it looked like even when you tried to press, even in the second half, a couple times they beat your pressure and got some easy buckets on the other end, and that's not what you wanted. You want to be able to make them try to bring it up floor and set up an offense, if nothing else. But when they break that press and get that easy, that's not fun to watch either.
They picked our press apart. Our press wasn't very good. We went from our zone press to our man press. They really ran through our zone press. Unfortunately, we'll need to make a couple adjustments. I know going into Idaho, they'll be very similar, and they may make similar adjustments. Our pressure, I thought, was a factor in making them run a lot of clock, in taking them out of some initial looks and sets that they were trying to run. Unfortunately, we gave up probably 8 or 10 field goals in the last 10 seconds of the shot clock. Which were daggers. They did a really good job of executing against our pressure, played with a lot of poise, and made really good decisions.
Yeah, they had that 16-point lead, and all of a sudden, I look up, we've cut it to, I think, 9 or 7 points, you know, right back in the game.
We cut it to 6 with 2 minutes,
yep.
And I thought we were going to win. I thought we had all the momentum, and again, they knifed through us. They set a couple a slip ball screen. There was actually, when it was 6, they scored on the dunk off a loose ball that Raheem deflected. I think it bounced in the paint. It was one of those 50-50 balls that, you know, it lands in the kid's hands. He goes up and dunks it and one, and that really impeded all of the momentum that we had.
Well, they do a good job, too, when you're talking about those slip screens they give you. And Medlin, it seems like he has that right arm cocked just before he even gets to the pick, doesn't he?
He's very fast, and he sprints into shots. And then he elevates about 30 inches. He's a good athlete, a deceptive athlete with a high release. And if he's got any space, that's what we just talked about in the locker room. He had 6 open looks. He makes 4. You know, and that's what real shooters do. And that's what we need to become. We need to make open ones. He's a heck of a player, and he's their best perimeter defensive guy as well. He's an all-league caliber guy.
You know, I thought Sosa probably played one of his better games, even though he fouled out with over 5 minutes to go. He showed some spurts offensively. I like to see that little hook left, right hand.
Yeah. He really did a good job. We tried to get him the ball more. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it to him more. They did a good job of pressuring our passes from the perimeter. When he got it a couple times, they sagged down and digged a little bit, and made him kick it back out. But he was very good, and hopefully that carries over to Tito, because as good as he was with his open looks, I think he was 3 of 3 from the field. Looking at it right here, he was 3 of 3. He was good defensively, you know, threw his body around, blocked out, played with a lot of energy. So in my mind, he earned some more minutes. He moved up that depth chart, which changes every day for us.
Well, that's what did you, in this game, in a loss like this, what were some of the bright spots that you saw of this ball club tonight?
I thought the first 20 minutes we played as hard as we've played all year. And again, they made hard shots. You know, there's a couple step backs, you know, a lot of contact. Our guy falls down, jumps back up, contests it, and boom, you know, he hits a hard one right in our face, you know, a couple in the first half. And then, you know, 3 or 4 late. It's amazing to think that we played that hard. We denied that many passes. We sped up their offensive execution that much, yet they shoot 55.6% from the field for the game. It shows you how well they executed. I'm not down on our effort. I'm really not. I'm down that we lost. Obviously, we needed to be better. We missed, again, some looks that we need to make. We messed up three or four defensive assignments. You know, the slip screen for the lob. You know, we our guys have seen that 20 times this week, and we messed it up as we did three or four other things that we can't mess up if we want to win games like this. But having said all that, Utah State showed why they've won four consecutive league championships, and Coach Moyle showed why he's won the hundreds of games that he's won. They were very, very good.
Brandon Gibson, 15 points, 8 and 7 rebounds. You know, that shows me why, you know, when he set out so much in foul trouble to New Mexico State, that's why he needs to be on the floor, doesn't it?
He needs to be on the floor. He needs to shoot a higher percentage for us.
Yeah.
He's got to get that up. He can't go 4-12, 3-9. He can't give up the slip screen dunk, which he knows is coming. He's our veteran. He's the only four-year guy we have, you know, in the program. And he's been here 4 years, and he's got to continue to make those scout and report mental awareness plays for us. And he's gotten better. But I know we're better when he's on the floor. I know that.
Well, one thing about it, this place here in Logan is probably one of the toughest places, if not the toughest place in this WAC to play. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dave. It was electric in here. It was an SEC atmosphere for sure. It was a neat experience for our guys. I wish when we cut it to 6, we could have taken that next step. And we will. We'll break through in a game like this. I expect us to be good, a little bit better at Idaho here in 48 hours, and take advantage of another opportunity given to us.
All right. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Mike White joining us post-game show. And our final score was Utah State 77, Louisiana Tech 63, before 9,643 here tonight in Logan. Post-game comments from head coach Mike White, brought to you by First Choice Personnel. Back with more on our post-game show in 2 minutes, live from the Papa John broadcast booth. This is the La Tech Sports Network, Learfield Sports.